Well, howdy, gentlemen. This, of course, is a screenshot from the trailer Fantastic Four. That, in my opinion, will be a complete and utter woke film. Why do I think that? Well, the trailer's woke. So here's the thing. And he wants to get the sauce just right for the meal he's preparing. And some people may say, well, that's just humanizing him. No, it isn't. It's feminizing him. This film will be full of propaganda and pushing the narrative. And the main person in the film will be the Femon. Everything will evolve around her. And of course, they don't waste any time by telling you that the Femon is actually Braylon, trying to set up the sequel. And it seems that even the people involved are kind of woke. Here's one of the actors, I think is Pascal or something. I don't know the person or the actor at all. And here they are at the red carpet, obviously promoting the film. No, he's pledging his support strongly for the transgenders. You see, does anybody really care what he supports? Thing is, can he act? Because in case he didn't know it, he's an actor, not a politician. And of course, it's all virtual signalling. Some people may say, oh, he got it all wrong. Really, I'm old enough to remember the original Fantastic Four. And they were nothing like these people at all. If they were, I wouldn't read the comics or watch the cartoon. Oh, there'll be people going to watch this film only because it's the Fantastic Four. And if people really enjoy this film, that means that their propaganda has been working. But I won't be one of them. I'd like to remember the Fantastic Four the way they were. Propaganda and woke free. Of course, thinking about it, the younger people probably don't know what that is. Well, it was called entertainment. Don't you wish they'd stop remaking old good ideas and turning it into woke garbage? And the filming choice for this is a bit odd. Maybe they're trying to make it look like an old film. But for me, it just doesn't look very good. You know, it's amazing to me how wokeness has failed miserably every time. And yet they're still pushing it. I mean, look at Doctor Who. Many years ago, that was one of my favourite programmes as a kid. Look what's happened to it. I mean, does anybody watch it anymore? I was watching it when John Pertwee was Doctor Who. It was a bit of a crappy storyline, terrible props. But it had a magic about it. That's certainly not there anymore. Anyway, guys, you take it easy now. That's just my moan out the way. Take it easy.